7:33 in studio with me, all-star panelist Roger Simon. On our newsmaker line right now, Congressman Chuck Fleischman from the 3rd District of Tennessee. Good morning, Congressman Fleischman.
Michael, good morning. So appreciate you and the show, and it's great to join our great friends in our great capital city of Nashville. Thank you.
Well, we wanted to talk with you about this terrible, terrible news. Apparently now 51 illegal migrants found dead in the back of a truck, overheated, died of too much heat in a truck where they were abandoned. You've been following this. Apparently now 51 dead. It looks to me, my view is this is another example of the failed border policies of the Biden administration and Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. What new information can you provide us with?
Well, Michael, the information and the story is always the same. If we were talking about a tax issue, if we were talking about some other issue, I'd have to say, well, I just had a vote and the like. This is a process that I have been involved in for years. I'm the ranking member, let me not use D.C. dialect, that means the highest ranking Republican on the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee. I have fought for border wall funding. I have funded Donald Trump's wall. Biden won't build it. I have fought these cartels. Biden won't pay attention. Mayorkas won't pay attention. And you're absolutely right. These 51 plus deaths are clearly directly related to the failed, multiple failure. I'm glad you had plural on the end of your talk there. Multiple failures of the Biden administration, open porous border, criminal activity going on with the cartels. If this had happened, and I don't want anyone to die anywhere, period, but if this had happened because of border security or border patrol, we'd have the radical left out there in the street and the mainstream media screaming. This one happened because, again, this is criminal activity. Biden looks the other way. And just last week, I headed up the Homeland bill on approach. Democrats, I want our listeners to know, two-way person continue to vote with this administration on these failed policies. It's outrageous.
Roger Simon has a question for you, Congressman.
Congressman, something has been troubling me for a long time. What is the reason that they're doing this? Now, let me amplify my question a little bit. The old traditional thing is that they wanted voters. Right. I mean, that's a horrible idea, but that's been the common thought, why they had an open border. But it would seem to me now, with so many Latinos turning to the conservative side, that seems strange. I mean, is it just to destroy the country as we know it, or what's really in their heads?
Roger, it's an excellent question. The best answer I can give you, looking at a totality of all the circumstances, and being an appropriator, we touch everything in Congress. So I can give you a pretty good answer. The radical left, which is taking control of the Democratic Party, has a very rigid ideology. They have a set of devastatingly horrible anti-American, anti-capitalist principles that they continue to espouse and cling to, even when they fail and when their policies fail. I've always said bad ideology gives us bad policy, gives us horrible results. The only way we're going to cure this, Roger, is at the ballot box. Now, in our great state of Tennessee, we have two outstanding United States senators in Marsha Blackburn and Bill Hagerty. We don't have to worry about that. We have a great House delegation led by myself as the dean in the House. I make sure we work hard to stay conservative and stay on track. But we've got to win in November, and we've got to start standing up for the ideals that made this country great. We're starting to get wins. We got one from the Supreme Court last week. We've got to hold the line and protect the Second Amendment. But the bottom line answer to your question is they all come together. They stick together. They're a better disciplined lot than we are.
They sure are.
but because they're punitive. They're punitive. You know how we're with, Roger? How do you feel today, Congressman? Do you think you can join us? Well, and if they don't, there's no repercussions. Okay, with the Democrats, they'll go to them and say, hey, do you like that 30-year committee that you've been chairing? Change your vote. And guess what they do?
So the short form is they want a communist dictatorship.
The short form is they want their radical left-wing agenda, which sadly I think in many ways is globalist, is certainly not pro-American, certainly does not favor the great free enterprise system. Anything that's been great in this country, they've tried to tear down for years. And they've had, unfortunately, great success. However, the American people are changing. You alluded to the fact that Latino voters are looking and coming into the Republican Party in droves. Why? Because we've got great values, God, country, respect for our traditions. And guess what? These people who are left socialist countries, they want nothing to do with socialism. So let's be optimistic, Roger. Let's keep our hope, but we have got to keep the pressure on. We've got to win local elections. We've got to win state elections. We've got to win federal elections. God willing, we get the White House back in 2024.
Congressman Fleischman, as the ranking member on the Home Security Committee, Appropriations Committee, what specific actions will you take to address the problems that created this situation where 51 illegal migrants were found dead in the back of a truck, abandoned near San Antonio, Texas, earlier this week?
We, my colleagues and I, on the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee, along with our great colleagues in the Senate, and again, Bill Hagerty is our great appropriator in the state of Tennessee. He's got 4A-plus committees, and he deserves them all. But we will work together to continue to push for funding. And here's the other thing that I want to stress. Biden's disinformation board that they put up, we want to use the power of the purse. I put up just last week an amendment to block all funding from this radical left-wing, old Soviet Union-style disinformation board. I don't want Joe Biden and his left-wing minions to determine what the truth is in America. I'll leave that to the good American people. I trust the people over the government. Biden does not, because he believes in big, bloated government and their bureaucrats. So my answer to you and my commitment to you and to the people of our state and to our country is to make absolutely certain that we keep the pressure on, funding the things we need to do and cutting the funding and keeping it away from them so we can thwart their horrible policies.
Well, Congressman Chuck Fleischman from the 3rd District of Tennessee, thanks so much for joining us. And, hey, next time you're in Nashville, please come in studio so we can talk face-to-face about these important issues.
Be my pleasure. Michael, I appreciate the show. Roger, nice to be with you all, and look forward to coming to Nashville again soon. Thank you all.
Great to talk to you.
All right. That's Congressman Chuck Fleischman from the 3rd District.